Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What do we have here? It seems we have a bipartisan bill, which, bravo, you know where I stand on that. Let's get more of that. Where we would have a 12-week pilot program, which would provide stipends up to $7,500 to eligible student teachers enrolled in teacher training programs at seven greater Minnesota colleges. It's bipartisan because you have two individuals, Representative Dean Norris, a DFLer out of Blaine, and then our guest, Representative Dean Erdahl, Republican out of Grove City, who are co-authoring the bill, and the representative, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Dean, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. We know we have an issue. Why is this a good path to trying to make some progress?
Well, it's just one path, and actually there are several bills. I'm co-author with Representative Norris on this one. I have another bill that offers grants. There's another one with tax credits. And my opinion on this is I don't care, you know, who is the chief author or what gets done, as long as something gets done.
Good.
to help our student teachers. You know, we have shortages in teaching in literally every area. The three most shortages are in special education, world languages, and then career and technical. And we need to do things to get more teachers into the profession. Over the years, I've offered a lot of different types of bills to try to accomplish that end, and this is one of them. Years ago now, I did a bill to establish year-round student teaching, a pilot program in two colleges. I had the architect of the Finnish education system, a man named Pasi Sahlberg, in my office, and he said that in Finland, which really has one of the best education systems in the world, they really put a lot into their teachers, and they all have to have master's degrees in their content area. They all have to have year-round student teaching. And so we tried to implement that here. We did do something with master's degrees. My bill to offer a tax credit for teachers who got degrees in the areas that they were teaching did pass, but what happened with the student teaching is we realized through the program that it wasn't going to work because it basically was just too expensive for teachers. If you are doing the 12-week course, as we have in Minnesota now, let's say you're teaching in St. Cloud State, and you get time for you to become a student teacher, and you get sent out to Benson.
Yeah. The story is filled with people who give that example, Representative, where they have to drive hours and hours every day. Considering how many teachers we need, is it that complicated to say, how about let's make a person drive only 45 minutes max to help out a school because they're all over the state?
Well, that would be one solution. A lot of folks, I was a teacher. I taught at New London Spicer.
Yep.
And I went into St. Paul to do my student teaching, and you move in. I lived in a house in St. Paul at that time, so I now have the expense of living in another place, having to move, and then instead of getting paid for working, as a lot of people have side jobs while they're in college, now they're having to pay to work. And so this is very discouraging to a lot of our folks who get into student teaching. And so a lot of them just don't do it. And so we need to do something to offer a stipend, a grant, or whatever to incentivize these people to stay in teaching, to do the student teaching, and then to come out and hopefully get a job.
Okay. Do you expect this bill in particular to pass? And what about any other bills that you propose this session tied to this teacher shortage crisis?
Well, I think the education finance bill is up this afternoon, and I believe that the Norris-Erdahl provision is in that bill. So hopefully, it's going to pass. And then whatever happens to it when it gets to the Senate, and of course, for other reasons, the Senate is in a quite different situation than the House is right now. This could pass, and I think accomplish some good things. We just need to do more to prepare our teachers, and that's what student teaching is all about, to support our teachers. And I've had bills to establish a more consistent mentorship program in Minnesota, and also, certainly paying teachers. But, we have in Minnesota 113,000 licensed teachers. 38% of them aren't in the classroom. They're doing something else. Mm-hmm. And it's not just because of salaries. It's also because of the perceived overregulation, especially in the area of special education, and lack of respect, safety. There are different reasons why people are leaving the profession, and we lose about a third of all of our new teachers in the first 5 years.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do we know how that percentage ranks with other states, or is that a fairly common number across the country?
I think it's fairly common. I don't know what the statistics are in other states, but I would suspect it's fairly common.
Representative Dean Erdahl is with us. We're talking about education, bills trying to pass, including the stipend idea. As you mentioned, sir, you are a teacher. You've been a representative for a while. This has been a huge part of your thrust while you've been in St. Paul. So when you look at your time in school to now, how concerning is this time for education in 2024 compared to the last 10, 20, 30 years? This state, as you know very well, often takes great pride in our education in kind of a broad way. But when you look at this as someone who's lived it, where are we at as of today?
Well, I've got some concerns. I mean, I was a history teacher and social studies, and I taught civics. We did get some civics legislation passed last year with the DFL Senator Swedzinski and I, which I hope makes some strides in ensuring that our students know more about our government and how the system works. But I'm concerned that the truth of history is taught. The good things, the bad things, the blemishes. History needs to be taught as history. Diversity is important. We are a much more diverse state than we were when I started teaching. But I fear in some areas indoctrination instead of historical perspective.
Do you have particular examples you would cite to back that up?
Well, I actually don't want to get into that area too much today. But the ethnic studies, again, diversity is important to teach. But let's teach all of our history the way it happened. The way that Abraham Lincoln is viewed now. We have his portrait behind the rostrum in the House of Representatives. And he was not a perfect man, but there's a lot of resentment, particularly among indigenous people, regarding his treatment of Dakota people in Minnesota during the War of 1862.
Yep.
And the hanging of the 38. But he reprieved the death sentences of 265. He believed that he was doing the right thing. Mistakes were made. But this type of thing needs to be made evident to the students.
Can I just jump in because I don't want to run out of time?
Sure.
Don't you think both sides are guilty of this? I mean, we have examples of Republicans all across the country who are penalizing librarians and changing history programs. So Abraham Lincoln, I'm with you 1,000%, should be viewed in total, his good and bad. But also all of our history needs to be viewed as good and bad. And I think it's a mistake when we have that particular governor or that particular legislature is deciding which parts of history we're going to teach.
Yeah, I agree with you. The whole story needs to be taught. Again, the good and the bad. And as a history teacher for over 30 years, that's what I tried to do. And for those today who are slanting it either way, I think they need to have a change of direction.
Representative Dean Erdahl, one last question for you, and congratulations on your time there. I know you're leaving. I was going to ask you about that, but since we're short, I want to ask you this. And you have not been shy in giving opinions, and also you're bipartisan. That's one of the reasons I was drawn to you. We need more individuals who are bipartisan. But you know what's going on in the Senate with Senator Mitchell. If you had to vote on this, and you don't because you're a member of the House, do you think Senator Mitchell should stay in the Senate at minimum until the session is done, or do you think she needs to step away right now?
You know, I don't know all the particulars of this case. I mean, certainly, I mean, I've heard from people in education that say, superintendent said, if she were in my school, she would get an unpaid leave of absence. There's just all kinds of different ways to look at this. Certainly,
it's pretty clear, though, right? I mean, she's charged with a felony for breaking in. She's saying it's tied to a personal matter. The Republicans are saying it's so grievous she needs to go now, and Democrats are saying it's due to due process. For me, I think it's all about politics where they stand. But you, someone who's bipartisan, would you say that she should finish or she should go?
Well, again, it is all about politics. If either side had a 2 or 3 vote majority, I don't think this would be such a big issue today. Certainly not as big as it is. And I, you know what? I haven't heard all the testimony or whatever. You know, why was she there? I mean, there must be more to this. And so I'm not, until I know more, I'm not prepared to make a judgment.
Representative, I always appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much. We'll reach out again.
Yeah, do that. I'm in office, you know. I'm a legislator till January.
You'll get a call again. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, bye.
Representative Republican Dean Erdahl on multiple issues, including Senator Nicole Mitchell. Courtside. Should we chat with Courtside when we come back?
Not a bad idea.
Let's do it. I assume he already has Courtside set up in Denver and at Target Center.
Mm-hmm.
DeRusha is going to take you home and update you on a storm if that does take place later today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.